a news item from a few days ago in the Washington Post. The government plans to go ahead with a new air travel security program that once would have seemed completely nuts. But now, it's not so much nutty as it is disturbing. And maybe what's most disturbing is I can't decide how I feel about it or how I should feel about it. This is the plan. They're going to use computers to classify everyone who flies on passenger airlines by threat potential and assign us all a color code, green, yellow, or red, not dangerous to very dangerous. Almost everyone will be green, according to the article I saw, but some people will get a yellow rating and get extra security attention, and a few will be designated red. They won't be allowed to board a plane at all, and they may be arrested. Big philosophical problems with this one, read a quote from the American Civil Liberties Union, and that was my reaction too. Plus, 1.5 million Americans fly every day. How in the world are they going to keep track? And barely a moment later, I thought, but then I do want the government to do something about hijacker threats, and maybe it is possible to discover real patterns in the immense info fabric of modern life woven from the long strands of data that now trail each of us everywhere. And the next thought, but I don't want the government following me that closely. And the next, but, how do I feel about this anymore? In the days immediately after the attacks 2 years ago, many journalists, me included, wrote that everything was changed in American life. Soon, a few other voices said no, most persuasive among them, that of our Slate colleague, Michael Kinsley. We'll go on, he said, and most of us will go on pretty much as we had been. But more and more, I do see changes in our country and in ourselves. The anxiety that attaches to sudden events, for instance, like the power blackouts a month ago. You wonder right away, was it them? Are they back? And an hour later, the government says, no, this wasn't terrorism. How reassuring is it for the government to announce something like that? And so quickly you wonder, do they really know? We've gone to war in Afghanistan and Iraq. We've changed long-standing national foreign policy. There are cops everywhere in the streets, and some of them bristle more than they used to, and that's okay with an awful lot of people. There are these insane security plans, only maybe they make sense. There are differences. And here's another one. What I recall vividly from the East Coast, from the time after 9/11, 2 years ago, was the achingly beautiful quality of the days. The air so fresh and clean, the sky a perfect blue, the sun, the warmth. It lasted and lasted. The finest autumn in memory, utterly joyless. The afternoons glowing with a kind of clarity that felt like an added cruelty. Now I think of that time as being brought about by a kind of national psychic refusal to move on from the moments just before the planes struck New York, Washington, that field in Pennsylvania. And when we did finally relinquish that moment, something dim settled in the air. I've not seen days like that again, or clarity either.